Now, let me contrast with this a medieval notion of the four stages of life, as represented by Dante in the Convito. One of the last chapters of the Convito gives this picture of the four stages of life. It's a very interesting one. Life divides for Dante at the age of 35. That he regards as the middle. The norm would be 70, a 70-year life, with 35 as the middle. Now he regards the first 20 years of life as he calls it, adolescence. It means the period of growth, of achieving your full strength and physical competence, also of learning. And he has the impudence to name the virtues proper to this age, which I'll have the impudence to communicate. The first is obedience. The second is a sense of shame. The third is comeliness, beauty, looking nice. And the fourth is grace of conduct and sweetness. We move then to the second stage, which he calls the stage of maturity. This is the stage of doing the job. And he puts this from 20 to 40, with 35 in the middle. Here is the period of action in the world in terms of what you've learned. But you are not simply doing this automatically. You are judging, meanwhile. And here's the difference between the Oriental and the Occidental tradition. The Occidental man, in practice, in his living, is evaluating, so that when he passes the 35 mark and moves into the second half of life, he is himself an evaluator, an initiator, a transformer of society. He doesn't leave it and go into the forest. He stays in. Now, the virtues of this middle period of life are temperance, courage, love, loyalty, and courtesy. You recognize these as the knightly virtues of the medieval man. And now comes the period after 40, from 40 to 70, which he calls the period of age. And this is the time when you are in a position to give advice, based not on a few impudent opinions, but on a seasoned experience of your society. And the virtues here are wisdom or prudence, absolute justice, magnanimity or generosity in giving, and affability, being nice. Why not? What have you got to lose? Bring out. After 70 comes the period that he calls senility. And here, one looks back over one's life, and this is a nice point, with gratitude. Because no matter what your life has been, or from what angle you have had the experience of life, you have had the experience of this marvelous, magical thing. Looking back with gratitude and forward to death as to a going home. Now, the crisis, as I say, is in midlife. And this is the moment that I want to talk about this evening, of the adventure of the individual into his own sphere of personal experience, going past the range of what you have been taught, finding your own vision, experience of the universe. And that exactly is the age, as all of you know, of Dante's vision of the Divine Comedy. It's precisely at the midpoint of his life, 35, which happened to be in the year 1300, which Dante thought was the mid-year of the world, So you see how an important man he was. And at that point, he experienced heaven, purgatory, earth, and the abyss. And it was in terms of the inherited doctrine, but it was an experience of the sense of the doctrine which made it possible for him to write the jewel book of the Middle Ages, the one that tells us what that doctrine means, not in the sense simply of rational meanings, but in depth experience and sense of being.